Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing a lesson called New Ways to Shop for Clothes. Already we talked about one company, Hointer, where you can walk in with your smartphone and shop for clothes in a very unique way. We're going to continue learning about Hointer in our lesson today and even watch a little video. But for right now, do you ever go shopping? And what kinds of things do you shop for when you go shopping, Carolyn?
Well, I used to go clothes shopping a lot. Now I don't go too often, but usually I just go shopping for groceries, for things that I want to use right away, like food.
Okay, I'm there with you. I go grocery shopping. I need things like toothpaste and toilet paper and that kind of stuff. Stuff that's not too expensive. Sometimes when I go shopping, I might buy a gift for somebody. But a lot of people like to buy clothes. And if that's you, well, we're going to continue learning about Hointer and another company here that will give you a very unique shopping experience. Let's get started.
New ways to shop for clothes. Purchases at Hointer are made with a swipe of a credit card, and interacting with a salesperson is optional. This allows Hointer to hire fewer people and focus on their ultimate goal, developing technology that supports a retail revolution. Men's clothing retailer Bonobos has come up with a more personalized shopping experience. Although it is, in fact, an online retailer, Bonobos has decided to open a handful of brick-and-mortar stores called guide shops. Shoppers make an appointment online before arriving at a guide shop, where they receive one-on-one attention from a fitting guide.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Do you ever wish you could have a personal shopper to help you with making online clothing purchases? Good news! Retailer Bonobos is doing just that. We'll learn all about it in today's article. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Swipe. Swipe is a noun. Eric paid for his bus ride with one swipe of his card. Optional. Optional is an adjective. Dessert was not included in the meal Nancy ordered. It was optional. Personalize. Personalize is a verb. Many people like to personalize their smartphones by using colorful cases. Inventory. Inventory is a noun. Sam's music store has a large inventory of new and used CDs as well as concert videos. Database. Database is a noun. Every time you use your customer card, the store keeps record of what you bought in its database. Your more information word is brick and mortar. Brick and mortar is an adjective. Let's dive right in to our article.
We will continue learning about Bonobos soon, but first, let's go back and finish up about Hointer, this very interesting software company that happens to sell designer jeans. We read, purchases at Hointer are made with a swipe of a credit card. So there's no cash, you don't use any money, but you do swipe your credit card. Let's look at that word right there from our word bank, a verb, swipe. What does it mean if you swipe something, Gabe?
Well, that means you're taking it in a very fast motion. So if you swipe your credit card, that means you're just taking your credit card and putting it through the slot when you are making your purchase. This word can be a noun or a verb. We see it here as a noun, the swipe of a credit card, or you can swipe something. You might swipe something off your desk really quickly that you need.
That's right. So when you get on and off of a bus, you need to swipe your travel card, your EasyPass, in Taipei.
That's right. Now here we're talking about purchases that are made. So you can make purchases at Hointer. Let's continue here. And interacting with a salesperson is optional. Okay, it's easy. All you have to do is swipe your credit card, and you don't even need to interact with a salesperson if you don't want to.
That's right. It is optional, and that is another word from our word bank. If something is optional, that means that it is not required. You can do it if you want to, but you don't need to.
That's right. Sometimes it's encouraged to take a certain test, but some of those tests are optional. Maybe you are filling out a piece of paper with information about yourself. Some things are required, like your name and your social security number and your email address. And maybe it'll say, telephone number is optional. You don't need to write that down if you don't want to.
That's right. And many times when you're buying clothes, it might be an option to gift wrap your purchase, or it is optional. You don't have to, but you can if you want. Well, right now it is time for us to watch a great video to see just how buying clothes at this store works.
Okay, so we're walking in and here's a store. Wow, immediately I'm hit with a bunch of jeans. I can see what's going on here, the different finishes, the different brands. I can see different pockets. Wow, this is great. And I believe I have to download an app for this. So let me just actually take out my phone. Here it is. I already have it. I'm going to go ahead and scan. All right, let's do this. This looks good right here. There it is, it's scanned. And then I'm going to hit that I want this size. And I'm going to go ahead and try it on. And it's going to be in fitting room number 3. Let's go to fitting room number 3. Fitting room number 3. Look at that. Those are the very pants that I just scanned in the size that I selected. That's amazing. Okay, now if you can give me a moment, I'll try these on.
I would be ready to buy these. The most amazing moment was when you walk into the Towser fitting room and they're there.
Well, I actually had a pretty fantastic experience. I was skeptical at first because I'm actually the kind of guy that enjoys sort of meandering around a big, comfy store that's softly carpeted with piano music playing.
Well, thank you, video. That was a very interesting and informative video we saw about Hointer. And we saw the guy as he took us through Hointer, took us through these steps that we learned about in yesterday's lesson. Well, before the video, we were saying that interacting with a salesperson is optional. And let's continue here. This allows Hointer to hire fewer people and focus on their ultimate goal, developing technology that supports a retail revolution.
Well, this is a very big idea and not something that is easy, but they are certainly trying and they seem to be very popular among customers so far. Well, right now it is time for us to look a little bit closer at that sentence with Steve and Ken in the information cloud.
Yesterday we talked about how people line up in America. And one place that you'll often see lines of people is in the supermarket.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is a way to move faster than others in the supermarket checkout lines. Use the express lane. Grocery stores often have a sign to identify this lane, and it reads 10 items or less.
But that's just wrong, at least from a grammatical standpoint. The sign should say 10 items or fewer. Why is that, Steve?
Because items are individual things. They're countable things. And when we deal with countable nouns like apples, frozen chicken, soda bottles, and carrots, we should use the word fewer, not less.
And when we deal with uncountable mass nouns like water, heat, money, we should use less. I have less money than you.
But I have fewer bills in my billfold than you. So, as you can see, friends, the words fewer and less are commonly confused in English, even to native English speakers. But we hope you'll be less confused and make fewer mistakes after today's lesson.
Less 跟 fewer 这两个字都是指比较少的，差别在于 fewer 应该用来形容可数名词， less 通常用来形容不可数名词。今天的课文讲到 Hunter 这家店，你可以选择不要跟销售人员互动，这也让 Hunter 可以 hire fewer people， 少雇佣一些人。那这里用 fewer， 因为 people 是可数名词，但口语里头，还有现实生活当中，很多人，包括美国人在内，会将这两个字用错。如果你去美国的超市或大卖场，常常会看到在结账的地方有一个牌子，上面写着 Express Checkout 10 items or less， 快速结账十件物品以内。这里其实应该要用 10 items or fewer， 因为 items 物品是可数的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, we found out what Hunter's ultimate goal is. They want to support a retail revolution. A revolution is a big change of some kind. People are used to walking into stores, dealing with salespeople. They want to change that maybe for the future. That is a pretty big thing. Well, let's continue learning about another company here. Men's clothing retailer Bonobos has come up with a more personalized shopping experience.
Great, and we see a word there from our word bank, the word personalize. Let's take a look. To personalize something means to make it special or unique to one person. It becomes very personal. You might personalize your clothing. Maybe you get a very nice suit and you have your initials, the first letters of each of your names,placed on that piece of clothing.
That's right. It's very personalized. Someone gave a nice mug to my friend Steve, our friend from the Information Cloud. It's a personalized mug. It has his Chinese name on it. That's a very nice gift if you can get a personalized something for someone. Here we're talking about a personalized shopping experience that Bonobos has come up with.They came up with it. That means they thought about it. It was their idea.
That's right. And we learn a little bit more about this store. Although it is, in fact, an online retailer, Bonobos has decided to open a handful of brick-and-mortar stores called guide shops.
Well, let's take a look at something from this sentence. A handful of something. A handful, that means several something. But Carolyn, can youhold this in your hand, necessarily?
Well, it does not mean that your hand is full of brick-and-mortar stores.
Nope.
No, but it does mean that there are a few, not many, but some.
That's right. Maybe you're thinking about going to university. There are a handful of universities that you can choose from. That means there are several to choose from. Now, brick-and-mortar, that is a physical, actual store. It's another name for a store that you can walk into.Not an online store.
That's right, and they call their stores guide shops. Shoppers make an appointment online before arriving at a guide shop where they receive one-on-one attention from a fitting guide. Gabe, have you ever made an appointment to go shopping?
No, I haven't, Carolyn. This would be very different for me. I would have to get used to this idea.
But one-on-one attention is great, and right now we will be getting some one-on-one attention with Michelle in the language lab. 嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle 老师。首先我们看的是 swipe 这个名词。Swipe 在这里是指刷信用卡的动作。例如 with just one swipe of my credit card, half a month's salary was gone. 我的信用卡轻轻一刷，半个月的薪水就不见了。Swipe 也可以当动词。例如 swipe your card for authorization and then you can enter the office. 刷卡经过认证后，你就可以进入办公室了。接下来我们看的是 brick and mortar 这个形容词。 brick 是指砖块，而 mortar 是指结合砖块用的砂浆，所以 brick and mortar 引申出来就是指实体的。例如 some customers still insist on shopping in brick and mortar stores， 有些顾客还是坚持要在实体的商店购物。或者是 the online stores gradually lured customers away from brick and mortar retailers，网络商店逐渐地吸引顾客离开实体的零售商。
So far in our lesson today, new ways to shop for clothes, we learned a little bit more about Hointer, this software company that also sells designer jeans, and we also learned about Bonobos, or we began learning about this store that gives you a more personalized shopping experience. Of course, it's an online store, but they have some brick and mortar stores as well that have some guide shops. They are called guide shops. And of course, we have more to learn about this in the next part of our lesson for today.
New ways to shop for clothes. Because these shops have limited inventories, shoppers aren't able to take home the outfits they select. But guides help shoppers make online purchases before they leave, after which the items will be delivered to customers in 1 or 2 days. Following the purchase, the Bonobos customer service database keeps a record of each shopper's size, making future online purchases easier.While Hointer focuses on convenience, Bonobos guide shops focus on customer service. But both efforts have one thing in common, giving clothing retailers a new look for the 21st century.
These do give shops a very new look for this new time period, but...Before we conclude, we want to go back to the beginning of this section and learn a little bit more about Bonobos and how this store is set up, because it is not quite the same as Hointer. Now, we read, because these shops have limited inventories, shoppers aren't able to take home the outfits they select. So, you have your one-on-one appointment with a guide at a guide shop, but you can't actually take home your purchase with you that day.
That's right, because they have limited inventories. Let's look at that word from our word bank. An inventory is what you or a company has right there with them. Okay, so what do you own? What do you have with you? That is your inventory of things.
That's right. So usually we talk about stores having an inventory. It means that it is in stock. It is available for sale right now. Now, many shops will have things that are out on the shelves, as well as things that are stored in a back room. Those things are all part of the store's inventory. But if something is sold out, there isn't any left in the inventory, and they will have to order more.
And sometimes your job might be to make an inventory. That means you're making a list of the things that the store has or doesn't have. You're making an inventory. So there's a limited inventory here, but guides help shoppers make online purchases before they leave, after which the items will be delivered to customers in 1 or 2 days. Well, that's pretty good. So there are salespeople there. They're called guides, and they help you make your online purchase.
That's right. And you only have to wait 1 or 2 days. So while you can't take it home with you right away, you don't have to wait very long before it will be waiting for you at your house.
And so, following the purchase, the Bonobos customer service database keeps a record of each shopper's size, making future online purchases easier. Okay, so that's good. They keep a record of something. So following the purchase or after the purchase, they do this.
That's right. And it's stored in a database, which is a word from our word bank. Now, a database is just all of this information that is stored in one place. The internet is filled with databases. Maybe you like to use an online database like a cloud.
Oh, yes, a cloud that can store all of your information. Of course, Steve and Ken are always in the information cloud. They are a database in and among themselves. Well, what kinds of databases do you use? Here we're talking about the database at Bonobos. They keep a record of each shopper's size. That way, the next time you go, it will be easier to shop there. I like this part of shopping at Bonobos, the fact that they can remember what my size is. I don't have to spend that time looking for my size later.
That's right. And that means that you don't need to go back to the store again. You only need to make an appointment once. Then you know exactly which size you should order if you want to get something else online later.
That's right. Well, let's do a little review of these two companies. We read here, while Hoynter focuses on convenience, Bonobos guide shops focus on customer service. But both efforts have one thing in common, giving clothing retailers a new look for the 21st century.
And they sure are. And I like that phrase right there. They have one thing in common. So if they have something in common, that means that two things are very different or not quite the same, but they have at least one thing that they share.
That's right, one thing in common. Well, you might talk about the things that you have in common with someone else. For example, Carolyn and I have many things in common, right, Carolyn?
I think we do. Let's see. We are both American.
We're both American. That's right. And we both have spent time learning Chinese.
Yes, yes. And we both live in Taipei.
That's right. And of course, we both love eating hamburgers.
No, we don't have that in common, Gabe.
Oh, right.
No.
We do have some differences.
Yes, we do. Well, now it is time for us to join Michelle in the language lab.
好，继续我们来看的是 inventory 这个名词。Inventory 是指存货。例如 ,the store has a large inventory of canned food. 这家商店的罐头食品的存货非常充裕。或者是 ,the inventory of unsold cars can last at least 3 months. 未售出车辆的存货量至少可以再卖三个月的时间。Inventory 也指存货的清单。例如 ,the manager asked me to make an inventory of supplies at our office. 经理要我列出我们办公室补给品的清单。最后我们看的是 database 这个名词。data 是指资料或数据,所以 database 是指资料库或者数据库。例如 ,the sales department spent weeks building a database of our customers' preferences. 业务部花了几个礼拜的时间创建了一个记录我们顾客偏好的资料库。And now let's see what our teachers are up to.
In this 2-day article, we have learned about two very interesting stores, Hoynter and Bonobos, who are trying to revolutionize the way we shop for clothes. Now, I wonder which one you prefer. Would you like to have a personalized experience with a fitting guide? Or would you rather have something that is fast and convenient?Gabe?
I'd like to try both, but I'd like to try Bonobos first, because then I could go to the guide shop and then never have to go again. It would have a database with my record. I can just do all my future shopping online.
Well, that is a good point. Which one would you prefer? Talk about that in English. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time on Studio Classroom.
See you then.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. last a lifetime.